AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Nepal, already reeling from last month's earthquake that's killed more than 8,100 people, has been hit again.
There was no mistaking what was happening. The buildings were buckling, the cars were shaking, everybody filled out into the courtyard.
That from Sky News. The 7.3 magnitude quake centered between Kathmandu and Mount Everest. At least 37 people are dead, more than 1,000 others injured. Police in an Orlando suburb say they have a handgun from George Zimmerman and two other guns from a man accused of shooting at Zimmerman yesterday. Lake Mary Police Officer Bianca Gillette won't say what, if anything, Zimmerman and the other man, Matthew Apperson, have said about the encounter.
We're still in the throes of the investigation, and the detectives are working diligently to uncover what exactly occurred and the events leading up to that.
Zimmerman, the former Neighborhood Watch volunteer acquitted in the 2012 fatal shooting of Trayvon Martin, was treated for minor injuries after a shot was fired into his pickup truck. President Obama, during a panel discussion about poverty, says the recent unrest in Baltimore and Ferguson, Missouri, has increased awareness of poverty in this country.
In part because a growing awareness of inequality in our society, where it may be possible not only to refocus attention on the issue of poverty, but also maybe to bridge some of the gaps.
The president adds that it is a mistake to think efforts to end poverty have failed and the government is powerless to address it. Cuyahoga County, Ohio Sheriff Clifford Pinckney says detectives have completed most of their investigation into a Cleveland officer's fatal shooting of a 12-year-old boy carrying a pellet gun back in November.
While a few more witnesses need to be interviewed and more forensic evidence needs to be collected, a majority of our work is complete.
Rookie patrolman Timothy Lohman shot Tamir Rice. This is AP Radio News. While 7 out of 10 Americans say they are Christians, a Pew Research Center poll finds that some 56 million are not members of any particular church. AP religion writer Rachel Zoll reports a study has found a political impact.
There's a less interest in and possibly tolerance for the religious voice in the public square. And that's an issue that evangelicals and Catholic bishops have talked about a lot.
Between 2007 and 2014, when Pew conducted surveys of U.S. religious life, Americans who described themselves as atheist, agnostic, or no particular faith grew from 16% to nearly 23%. A Houston man facing execution for killing his 15-year-old girlfriend, her mother, and her grandfather 13 years ago has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to stop his lethal injection scheduled for this evening. Derek Charles' attorneys say they need time to prove that he is mentally incompetent for execution. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.